Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stop. 7:46 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're just a few minutes away from a chat with Bill Roy, editor from the Wichita Business Journal, the local business update. Talk about union engineers and development at Spirit AeroSystems. Those details are coming up. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
The House Judiciary Committee has taken the first steps toward voting on articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump.
Two.
Voters in Great Britain are deciding who they want to resolve the stalemate over Brexit. This election could be one of the most important in the UK since the end of World War II.
One.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt recognized as the nation's outstanding Attorney General for 2019. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And this morning we've got a traffic accident involving three vehicles. You'll want to stay away from this one. Zoo Boulevard, 5500 block of West Zoo Boulevard. It's pretty close to the zoo entrance, actually. So could be slowing things down there. High traffic area, so watch out for it. Again, 5500 block of West Zoo Boulevard. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this Thursday. We're looking at a partly cloudy and breezy day. A high of 54 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low down to 36. And then looking ahead tomorrow, mostly sunny on Friday, high tomorrow, 58. But don't forget, towards the end of the weekend, we are looking at a chance for snow on Sunday. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south, cloudy sky, 41 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 54. When the weather outside is frightful, nothing keeps you cozy like a hat. Nice and warm, too. Hats always make a great gift, and Hatman Jack's has unique holiday gift items that can work for anyone, including gift certificates. Uh-huh. Now open Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. until Christmas. That's at the Clock Tower in Delano. What a great place to shop. Hatman Jack's. 7:48 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. There's one city in Georgia that has canceled an annual parade. This all has to do with a Confederate flag lawsuit.
Alpharetta City Council members have unanimously voted to stop using taxpayer dollars to sponsor the Old Soldiers Day Parade after a lawsuit was filed by a group of Confederate descendants who weren't allowed to fly a Confederate flag during the event. The parade, which honors war veterans, has been co-hosted by the city for nearly 70 years. The group had flown the flag in the parade until the city objected in 2017, when they were told they could stay in the parade, but they couldn't fly the flag. They sued earlier this year, citing First Amendment rights. A trial on the case is expected to start next summer. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
So, what brought about that huge jump in home runs in Major League Baseball? Well, there might be some scientific reasons.
6,776 home runs were hit during the regular season in Major League Baseball in 2019, nearly 11% higher than the previous record set in 2017. According to a committee of professors tasked by MLB with studying the record-setting spike, decreases in air resistance, spurred by inconsistent seam height on the baseball, as well as changes in player behavior helped to produce different launch angles and exit velocities, creating that home run surge. Pitchers questioned the league over the surge this year, believing balls were being juiced to promote increased offense. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
7:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A National Guardsman who made friends with a stray cat in Afghanistan has now raised enough money to bring that kitty home to Delaware.
Wow. I bet that is not cheap either.
I don't think so. Let's see. The guy hoped to raise $3,000 to cover the cost of bringing that cat to the U.S. Well, he did raise enough money. He raised $8,000 in just 2 days. So the donations came in. He is serving his fourth overseas tour with the National Guard.
Wow.
The 50-year-old soldier is stationed in Kabul. He was working as an engineer at a construction site when he noticed an orange kitten. The kitten named Sully is being cared for at an Afghanistan's only animal rescue facility. The extra money raised for Sully will be used to help the clinic and provide transportation for other military pets.
Excellent.
So, you know, so he runs into this kitty and he just can't forget about it. He's going to bring it home. Going to come home to Delaware.
I imagine there are a lot of hoops you have to jump through.
I'm sure there are. That's got to be a lot of red tape.
Yeah.
But apparently he's making it happen. An appeals court in New Mexico upholding a decision to dismiss a lawsuit by a Native American artist who was cleaning up dog poop, but then was mistaken for a burglar. Boy, there's a lot going on with this. A recently affirmed district court decision that the officer's actions were objectively reasonable when they detained the artist at gunpoint. Now, the artist has filed a lawsuit alleging the violation of his constitutional rights. This case has been going on for 5 years now.
Mm.
He says his Shih Tzu defecated in his car and had pulled into a driveway to clean up the mess, and that's when a homeowner called police.
Ah, I see.
So that's what's all going on there. Not a burglar, just stopped to clean up doggy poo.
Cleaning your own property on someone
else's
property.
Yeah, I probably pulled in somebody's driveway, and all of a sudden there's a big arrest and lawsuit now. Oh, boy. 7:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. There is some development with union engineers at Spirit AeroSystems. Let's get the latest on those details. A local business update from editor Bill Roy at the Wichita Business Journal. Mr. Roy.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the union that represents engineers at Spirit AeroSystems has approved a 6-year contract with the company. The Society of Professional Engineering Employees and Aerospace Wichita Technical and Professional Unit approved the contract by 81%. The mail-in ballots were tabulated Tuesday evening. The agreement includes annual raises, increased overtime, and a $2,000 signing bonus. Wichita's established a community improvement district for the downtown development that includes a medical school. The developers will get additional funding from a 2% sales tax to help pay for the project. The city council approved the CID Tuesday. The project is made up of 5 buildings at a cost of $75 million. The district includes just a hotel and the former Henry's building at 124 South Broadway. And there could be another government shutdown. Republicans and Democrats have just over a week to pass a dozen spending bills to fund the U.S. government. While the fiscal year begins October 1st, the two parties usually wrangle over the bills for a couple of weeks afterwards. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, though, responded to questions by saying there would not be a government shutdown. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. And we'll check in with Bill again 1 hour from now with another local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. The superintendent of Broward County Schools in Florida, why am I not surprised, this is Broward County, wants to demote an administrator who wore a flasher costume at an office Halloween party.
Inappropriate.
A complaint filed with the school board says I don't know why it makes any difference, but it's a woman. I just assumed it was a guy. But no, it was, maybe that's my problem.
Well,
anyway,
still inappropriate.
It's inappropriate, whatever. Yeah, the complaint was filed. It says the 46-year-old woman wore a black coat with tight fabric underneath, replicating a naked female body. Other workers at the party offended. Some said they couldn't tell if she was naked or not. So it must have been a very effective
costume.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
She stands to lose $44,000 if the school board agrees to demote her for inappropriate behavior. Ooh. A school board member says that may be too severe. She was rated highly effective with her job status and had no previous disciplinary issues. Just sounds like she made a risque but poor decision when going to the office Halloween party.
Yeah. This isn't just some, acquaintances party or something like that.
It's a work environment, supposedly. Even though it's not work, it's an offshoot of work. So,
yeah, winning that office best costume
was it worth it?
Is not going to be worth
it. It's not worth it. Might not be worth all that money. And speaking of inappropriate behavior, I don't know if you've seen the video or not of the TV reporter in Savannah who is out there at a race, and some runner in the race comes up and slaps her on the behind.
I have seen the video.
Yeah. She, the female reporter, TV reporter, has filed a police report. The guy who did this is a married Boy Scout leader and a youth minister.
That's what I heard.
But he saw this woman's keister ahead of him, and he just decided that he would, you know, make contact. And once again, Jad, the key word you said is inappropriate.
Inappropriate, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't do that.
Should not be doing that.
Definitely not on television or when somebody's, you know, filming, that sort of thing. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want that.
7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way. We're going to be talking with Valerie Wise out at the Wichita Airport. They've got some big goings on coming up in January with an interesting event. We'll get into those details coming up. We've got business, traffic, weather, sports, Minute with Mitch to talk about the Chiefs, entertainment news in the blur.
Oh, that's right. And good news for fans of AC/DC. We'll talk about that coming up on the blur.
Huge 8 o'clock hour on the way. Don't you go anywhere. Right here with 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.